Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We'll be speaking with trial investigator Dr. Brian Slomovitz. He's joining us here as Director of Gynecologic Oncology and Co-Chair of the Cancer Research Committee at Mount Sinai Medical. He's joining us to talk about the results from the global randomized open-label Phase 3 INNOVA TV 301 trial. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Brian Slomovitz. Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you very much. It's Brian Slomovitz, and it's great to be here, and really thank you for giving us the ability to highlight this trial and hopefully leading to ways to better outcomes for the women who suffer from these cancers we treat.
You're a specialist in clinical trial development, robotic surgery, and more. Briefly tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, sure, thank you. So I'm a gynecologic oncologist. In our field, we not only do the surgery for our patients who suffer from gynecologic cancers, but we also direct the chemotherapy, the radiation, as well as the clinical trial development. Now, we know when we're treating our patients, the best way to cure them is to come up with better treatment options, really to help them do better. One of the big parts of my practice is clinical trial development, where I help lead randomized trials, registration-type trials in both cervix, endometrial, and ovary cancer.
I understand that there's a current unmet need for patients whose recurrent or metastatic cervical cancer has progressed after their first-line systemic therapy. Could you talk about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So with cervical cancer, it remains to be a deadly disease. Now, we are making some great improvements. We know Pap smear helped decrease the disease. HPV vaccination helped it as well. However, there's still women, many women, fourth leading cause of death in the world who are dying of cervical cancer. We've come up with some more treatment options, but it's still an unmet need. We need to do better, particularly in those patients with a recurrent or metastatic disease that fail prior lines of therapy.
Are you finding this cancer in older women, younger women?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. When we talk about the demographics, it's really bimodal. There's a bump in younger women, women in their 30s, and also there's a rise in women in their 70s and 80s. Mm. The interesting thing when we talk about disparities in you know, types of ages and other factors, it's really race that's something that's coming to more and more attention lately. Mm-hmm. And we're finding that there's a disproportionate number of Black women, Latin women that are getting these cancers. And not only do we need to do better for them, we have to make sure that the results of these trials translate into helping all women, not just particular ethnicities.
Now, is this a systemic problem? Is it something that has to do with their race specifically or with the system and their race?
No, I think we've learned actually it's not the system. The biology of the disease can be different in different people. Mm-hmm. That's why when these do trials like this, it's important that we include women of different races. In the trial actually that we're going to talk about today, we had 30% of the patients were of diverse backgrounds, which is actually a good representation when we talk about how well the treatment can do in various diverse backgrounds.
Phase 3 INNOVA TV 301 trial. Tell us about the efficacy and some of the safety results.
Yeah, so this is an exciting trial. What we did is we looked at an antibody-dependent conjugate. It's actually like a more precise way of delivering chemotherapy into a cancer cell. We previously found that it worked in women with cervical cancer. However, we needed to do what we call a registration strategy in order to prove to the regulatory authorities, like the FDA, that it's worthy to be given in all women. Randomized phase 3 trial, we compared this agent, this ADC, versus the current standard of care, which is chemotherapy. And what we found is a 30% reduction in death, statistically significant, a 30% decrease in the death due to this disease, 33% decrease in recurrences in women treated with this agent as compared to traditional standard chemotherapy.
Now, you mentioned antibody conjugates. How exactly do they work, and Tivdak in particular?
Yeah, so basically, it's instead of giving, you know, an IV infusion of chemotherapy, what an ADC does, or an antibody drug conjugate, has three components. It has the protein, which is attracted to the cancer cells. It has the chemotherapy on it, but instead of releasing it to the whole body, it has something called a linker, which links the chemo to the protein. So it sounds really simple. What happens is you get it injected, the protein gets attracted to the cancer cell, then the linker breaks free, which precisely delivers the chemotherapy to that particular tumor. And we know cervical cancer has an overexpression of tissue factor. That's why this tisotumab vedotin, or Tivdak, works so well in delivering cancer, the drug to these cells.
As far as side effects associated with cancer treatments, how does Tivdak fare?
So this isn't the first time we've studied Tivdak, obviously. I was actually involved with some of the first in human trials. And we found some side effects, including some ocular side effects, some peripheral neuropathy. We didn't see any new signals in this study, meaning there was no new side effects. Mm-hmm. It's quite the opposite. What we've learned is by initiating something called an ocular mitigation strategy, we can help to limit some of the side effects that we've previously seen. Now, it's not a head-to-head comparison, but, you know, I've put a lot of patients on this trial, and I did find that it was a little bit more tolerable in those patients treated on this study, and we're hoping that that will translate into the daily use when we use this more and more for all of our patients.
Talk to the significance of these results for these patients and the future of cervical cancer treatment as a result of this trial.
You know, thank you for that question. You know, we know as clinicians, as trialists, we need to do better for our patients. There's an unmet need. Women are still dying of cervical cancer. Even with the improvement here, it's not curing them. It's helping keep the death away. It's helping keep the recurrences away. But ultimately, they still need to come up with better treatment options. This is a tremendous first step, or a step. It's a game changer. A statistically significant improvement in survival is something that doesn't come every day. We need to use these results to build upon better studies and more positive results, again, to help our patients with this disease live longer.
Is there a website or some resources where our listeners can learn more about this trial?
Yeah, of course. There's various websites. We could always encourage people to go to the American Cancer Society. I do a lot of my research work through the GOG, which is the Gynecologic Oncology Group. We have information there on GOG.org. And then really it's about talking to your healthcare provider and other folks about to get more information on this drug.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here on Health Professional Radio this morning. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, again, thank you for this attention. I think that cervical cancer has typically been a disease that we ignored. It's great that we have more and more treatment options, and the future is bright. We're looking forward to more future trials that will lead to better options for our patients.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us here on Health Professional Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with trial investigator Dr. Brian Slomovitz. Audio copies of this program are available at healthprofessionalradio.com.au, also at Anchor, Spotify, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.